No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 31st day of January 2019. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. As we took to the airwaves today, many of the details of our top story were still incomplete. What we do know is that by this time tomorrow and for some time beyond, many across the state of Texas will still be wrestling with the revelations of this Thursday. There are more than 4.5 million people in Texas who identify as Catholic. It is the single largest religious body in Texas, according to the Texas Almanac. Today, the 15 dioceses of the church in Texas plan to release a list of names of bishops, priests, and other Catholic clergy members who, according to the church itself, have been, quote, credibly accused of sexually assaulting minors. A list of names reported to include allegations reaching back into the 1950s, many of these cases only now getting public scrutiny. It is worth underscoring that the church itself is making the determination of whether an accusation is credible or not. Indeed, the release of the list does not mean any criminal charges have been filed against those named. In a church newsletter obtained by Houston TV station KPRC, predated February 3, 2019, which would be this coming Sunday, church leaders appear to anticipate the fallout among the faithful, quoting here, "There is no excuse for such acts, and clergy should be held to the highest standard. Members are also urged to not allow the sins of a few to discourage their faith in the church," close quote. Many, including parishioners and abuse survivors, have been waiting for this day since last October when the church announced the list was coming out. Patty Koo leads the San Antonio chapter of SNAP. That's the Survivors Network of those abused by priests and pastors. Ms. Koo, thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you for doing this.
We've known for a few months that this list from the 15 Catholic dioceses in Texas is coming out. Have the Texas SNAP chapters been preparing in any way, or is there a way to prepare for something like this?
We have been preparing. We want to be in unison in terms of our concerns and just our comments about the listing. And we're all geared up. Everybody's been at candlelight service last night in Austin, and we're trying to support each other as well.
It's my understanding that you think this information could be empowering. Why is that?
I use my own case, but I also have read studies that, you know, when you see that your predator's name and you see that people recognize what they've done to you, it can be very healing. And I think as difficult as it is to go through questioning and details, and that can trigger things. Even seeing the name with this list could trigger some stress and depression. But in the long run, you see people, it's on that road to recovery that when you bring justice.
I want to get back to that point that you were just making, how there's a possibility that this list of credibly accused Catholic clergy could open up some old wounds. I understand you've reached out to a local rape crisis center for some guidance on where to send people.
Right.
What do they tell you?
So they're very well equipped, actually. I mean, they have a number of counselors that would be excellent in talking to people who are survivors, high rates of PTSD and depression in folks that have experienced abuse, and that can get triggered throughout a legal process if they're going through that. I was abused by counselor and pastor, so I'm very particular about who someone sees as far as counseling.
It's my understanding your group holds monthly meetings for survivors to get together and talk. What are those like?
Well, the most important thing, it's completely confidential. If they go to the website and they look up the Texas area and who's there, they'll see my name. I'm not a trained counselor. I'm not a legal counselor, but we support them because we've been through this ourselves. So it's a way of sharing our story and listening and not judging and not telling people what to do, but just listening. And that's a huge... I mean, that's what I asked as a new leader. I said, what do I do? And they say, listening is powerful. So It's true, and it is. I've been doing a lot of that by phone. So,
Ms. Koo, obviously today's announcement is of primary significance to the Catholic Church and its faithful. But you've mentioned a couple of times here as we've been speaking about your own experience, which was not as a Catholic. And I wonder if in some way this speaks more broadly to issues beyond the Catholic Church, and how so, if so.
Indeed, we know it's not just the Catholic Church. You know, we're focusing on that. I mean, but clergy abuse is not new. Historically, it's out there. But the saddest thing about clergy abuse, I think it's true with any abuse too. It's just hard for people to come forward. There's a lot of shame and self-blame. And again, with any abuse, it's that way.
How long did it take for you how long were you wrestling with these issues, and how long did it take for you to finally take a sort of a public stand? That must have been very challenging.
Well, my abuse was a long time ago, 2000, and when it first happened, I had to come out because of the criminal case, and my name had to be published and all that. So, but in terms of, I've been a member of SNAP for many years. In terms of doing this, it wasn't a wrestling at all. It was, I had to retire and have the time. So I think you feel, most victims will feel this way too. They feel a huge conviction to help prevent this from happening to other people. Mm-hmm. It's literally can be life-threatening when you're in that position of abuse and you can't get out of it. Any form of abuse. But so we want to prevent that from happening to other people.
Do you see this as the start of something, or is there a kind of a turning of a corner and nearing a conclusion of something? How do you see this?
Oh, gosh, I think we're at the beginning of a long journey, because when we talk about the Catholic Church, there's so much going on there as far as the hierarchy and the secrets, and that's a lot of sickness within a system that needs work by the church, but also by outsiders to come in and help. I think we have a long way to go, but it's a good beginning.
Patty Koo leads the San Antonio chapter of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests and pastors. Ms. Koo, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.